WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
The Wild Talk Radio Network now presents The Evolution in Online Pro Wrestling Sports Entertainment.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Loud noises!
Bringing you the news and everything else in the world of professional wrestling.
Are you saying that there's a party in your pants and that I'm invited?
Hosted by Tim Stein.
I'm very important. I have many leather-bound books and... my apartment smells of rich mahogany.
The Omega!
I know what you're asking yourself, and the answer is yes. I have a nickname for my penis. It's called the Octagon.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
I'm a man who discovered the wheel and built the Eiffel Tower out of metal and brawn. That's what kind of man I am.
Special guest host this week, local indie wrestler, Keishi Matsunaga.
Basically, the biggest story of my career, launching me to a level I've never known before.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Who's there? I'm talking. Hello.
And the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
WTR Sunday night.
And that's it. Now let's do this.
And welcome, everyone, to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. It's almost time for the Royal Rumble again. Means we need to talk about the Royal Rumble. That's this episode. Along with a few other things because we have to fill time. So, provided everyone's stuff is working... okay, let's just find out. This is the Omega, the be-all, end-all of the network. Joining me tonight, we have a Sorokin.
Yep, we're here. We're live. We're Rumble Night. Woohoo!
His stuff works. All right. So let's try one Keishi Matsunaga.
Yeah, I'm here, and I'm also live and excited to talk about the Royal Rumble because I love it.
Beautiful. That's two very clear voices with no mechanical problems whatsoever. How about the one and only Tim Stein?
I'm not live. This is Memorex.
Oh, you would still use Memorex.
What the hell? This is where I say good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, streaming on Twitch, twitch.tv/WTR Live. Catch the live stream with the chat room at twitch.tv/WTR Live. Get interactive with us. We'll get interactive with you right back. Well, those of us who are in the chat room, so if you want to talk to Omega, good luck.
So we're here to talk about the Royal Rumble, but before we get into the Royal Rumble, we have the all-time greatest. But before we talk all about that, later on in the show, we have the Royal Rumble entry contest drawing. So stick around for that. That'll happen at the end of the show. But let's get into the all-time greatest.
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man?
It's time for another WTR original.
I am the greatest.
All-time greatest.
Well, whoop the freaking do.
Help us decide what the greatest intro, submission move, or even the greatest title run ever truly is.
I hope I score.
Interact with us in the real-time chat and find out who or what will end up being the all-time greatest.
Stop us now!
We got Piper Nevin and Christy Hemme, Omega.
I feel bad for Christy Hemme.
Why?
I just never liked the gimmick she was settled with. First run in WWE, she's going to be an idiot. Second run in WWE.
Okay.
I don't know. She didn't do much.
That almost sounds like you're describing Maria Kanellis.
Am I? That would be how much I remember Christy Hemme. It's been a long day. Leave me alone. Still didn't do much in her career.
I think she did more for Impact than WWE for sure.
Oh, yeah. Now that's coming to my head.
So who's your pick?
I'll give it to Piper. I just like Piper better.
Okay. Casey?
I haven't seen enough of Piper's work to justify picking her, so I'm going to have to go with Christy Hemme.
Okay. Tim?
I, too, am going to have to go with Christy Hemme. I liked what she did. Yeah, it wasn't as much as you figured she may have been able to do while with WWE, but she was one of the favorites on Impact. And back when she was all over the place, and including the gentlemen's magazines that you keep up on the top shelf, I had actually come up with a great idea of how they could actually push her with a play on a car commercial. Is, hey, that thing got a Hemme? Impact Wrestling, Wednesday nights. Something like that. But anyway, yeah, Christy Hemme.
All right. Kaylee Ray and Becky Lynch. Casey?
Kaylee Ray's been doing some decent stuff in NXT, but Becky Lynch has done better as an overall character, so I'm going to give it to Becky Lynch.
Okay, Omega.
Hands down, Becky Lynch. I shouldn't need an explanation other than it's Becky Lynch.
Okay, Tim.
Yeah, hands down, all the way, all day, Becky Lynch.
All right, Lita and Big Swole, Tim.
Oh, I'm going with Lita on this one. It's just some of the things she did, and of course, this is the best personality in WWE, the best character, not the best worker or wrestler or anything, but Lita was right up there as far as being a wrestler as well as a character personality, forced into certain storylines that she really didn't want to do, but she hung in like a trooper, and everything, you know, she made everything she was given believable enough.
Okay, Omega.
I mean, it's Lita. She's one of the ones who revolutionized what it meant to be a woman in the WWE. Like, that's just between character work and in-ring work, yeah, that's just a legacy that speaks for itself.
Casey.
3 for 3 for Lita. I mean, it's hard to add anything to what the other two have already said, so I am echoing everything that they have said.
Okay, and finally, Gail Kim versus Terry Reynolds. Oh, my God.
Terry's best days were as a manager when she didn't really have to do anything except stand by the ring and smoke a cigar. I know she competed later. I know she transitioned to a wrestler. I'm literally trying to give, like, in my head, I'm literally trying to give her some kind of credit. I swear that's what I'm doing, not that I forgot who the other person was in this.
Gail Kim.
Thank you. I don't know where my head is at today. Gail Kim has a fantastic career. She's another one of those who really stood out for every company she was in. So, Gail.
Casey.
Gail Kim for sure. Just, yeah, like, she took, at least in Impact, she took women's wrestling to the next level with her feud with Kong. I mean, they didn't do as much with her in WWE as they probably could have, but, yeah, I think comparing the two, I would go with Gail Kim.
Tim?
Well, Omega's distracted because Tampa Bay is moving on. They won the game today.
Yeah, because that's what I'm watching.
That's, you know, understandable. Because you're such a big sports ball fan. Just trying to help you out, buddy. Again, this is the all-time greatest woman character, not wrestler. Mm-hmm. Gail Kim, great wrestler, did a lot of great work with people like Awesome Kong. She did a lot of great work with the limited amount she was given in WWE. However, as a character, I'm giving it to Terry Reynolds. My vote doesn't count because you guys already pushed Gail on to the next one, but my vote has to go to Terry Reynolds.
Okay, so there you go. That's the all-time greatest for this week. We'll have more in a few weeks from now. Up now is the Royal Rumble preview, which is live next Sunday on the WWE Network in front of no fans. Weird for a Royal Rumble, because the big thing with a Rumble is the crowd.
Just Michael Cole doing the countdown.
Yeah. Should just stick Byron Saxton out there just to have him yell it. That'd be funny.
But you guys don't think that they're going to pipe in the
we know they're going to pipe countdown? Yeah, but that's not the same thing, Tim.
I know it's not the same thing.
But everyone's going to be super excited for the first match we're talking about. It's the WWE title match. It's Drew McIntyre and Goldberg. Oh, my God.
This is going to be a crap-tastacular 4 minutes.
You're saying 4 minutes because you're including the entrances, right?
Goldberg's matches go like 4-6 minutes now just because he goes for like 1,800 spears. No, this is Drew McIntyre. They're not going to... They're bringing in a part-timer to build up hype for it, but they're not going to take the belt off of him before Mania.
Okay. What are your thoughts, Keshi?
The only thing I really want to see in this match is I want Goldberg to do his spear while Drew McIntyre does the Claymore at the same time, and they just kind of like miss each other. One goes under and one goes over top, like passing ships in the night. Aside from that, I don't know. As Goldberg seems like the shoe-in to win because it's Goldberg and contracts and what have you, but I don't want to pick him. I don't. And I don't.
Do it. So, do it. Do it. You know you want to.
I mean, from a prediction standpoint, maybe, but every other fiber in my being wants to pick Drew. But I'm going to pick Goldberg just for funsies.
There you go. Good
Why
job.
Not?
Good job, Tim.
I'm doing it for the content. Thanks, Team Chat.
All right, Tim.
Two schools of thought here. They bring the, air quotes, legend Goldberg in to give another rub to Drew to get him just that much further all over as a title holder. Or it's WWE booking. Let's have Goldberg win the title so Drew can win it back at WrestleMania after entering the Rumble and winning it for the second year in a row because of rumors about what's going to happen with WrestleMania, which is like more than rumors at this point. And of course, that was first pointed out to me by you, Rock, what I'm alluding to.
You mean how it's two nights?
Not only that.
That it has fans?
There will be fans in the stands.
Why, is it supposed to be hot there?
Not those kind of fans.
But I mean, that fan was so over last year.
Not that kind of fan.
It was the biggest fan in attendance last year. That's for sure. So who are you going with, Tim?
Well, any other scenario, I would say Goldberg is being used to give Drew another rub. Any other scenario, any other situation. However, they want the pop. Drew deserves the pop. We want to see that crowd pop, even if it is a small one and restricted. I'm going to go with my belief that WWE will book Goldberg to shock win over Drew, but Drew gets it back at Mania.
Okay.
Move so on. They're just going to repeat what they did with Goldberg last time.
Yes.
It's what they've done for many a year now. All right.
It's not like they haven't done the same thing before. If you go back to Survivor Series, everybody on Team Raw this last Survivor Series was everybody on Team SmackDown the previous year. Everybody on Team SmackDown this past year was Team Raw the previous year. Did nobody catch that?
Everyone caught that, Tim. All right, moving on. It's the Universal title. Roman Reigns against Adam Pearce in a... Roman Reigns against Kevin Owens in a last man standing match. Keshi, what are your thoughts?
I think Roman will retain. I don't know. Just, I don't see them taking it off him anytime before Mania, if they do. Mm-hmm. He's been doing far too good of work heading the table, so to speak.
Okay.
I do appreciate the twist of putting Kevin Owens in the match, though.
Mm-hmm. Omega, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm kind of the same mind. I kind of like the story twist they use to get here, but like, I'm reasonably confident that Drew's not going to drop the belt just to win it back at Mania after he just dropped the belt and won it back right away, as it is. Because you're going to make it. You keep dropping the belt and having him pick it right back up again, you're going to make him look soft as a champion. I don't think they want that either.
Mm-hmm.
For this, no. There's no question Roman's winning. He's doing way too good of a job as a heel. He's on top of his game, and I don't think there's any reason to stop it now.
Okay, and Tim, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts are that this is going to be the match of the night. Everybody's going to be absolutely exhausted just from watching it. Never mind the two guys who are going to be fake beating the hell out of each other in the ring. It's going to be enjoyable, and I don't want to pick a winner.
Pick a winner.
God damn it. As a fan, I would go Kevin Owens because I want Kevin Owens to win. And I want Kevin Owens to win. As somebody who books shows, kind of sort of understands the psychology of this shit. Just a little bit. Roman is going to win this. But one thing I would love to see, it's a last man standing match. However, there is one way for this match to be a no contest. If they knock each other out past the 10 count, so there's no actual winner. I'd love to see that finish.
So you take them to a fourth match?
There's not much else for them to do at the moment, but I would actually, because when was the last time they did that at a last man standing?
I mean, it's been a while, but it's something they do quite often. They've done many of time.
They've done a few times.
One goes back to the Royal Rumble with Shawn and Hunter. They ended in a draw on the last man standing.
That's like 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 15 years ago. But like I said, it's been so long since they've done that finish. Why not do it this time around? If that happens, I won't be surprised, but I'm expecting Roman to stand up at the count of 10. Just beating the count.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there you go. All right, get into the Royal Rumbles themselves.
Start with
Yeah, let's start with the women's. What are your thoughts, Tim?
Oh, I think that this year's women's Rumble match is going to be better than last year's. I'm disappointed. We've only got, 12 or 13 entries so far?
That's usually the case of the week before.
I know, but shit, it'd be nice to, get a little bit better number. Like, how many of these spots that are remaining to be filled will be filled with, air quote, surprise entrance this year? Is that going to happen?
Yes.
Because of the situation.
Not even, it's not even the situation.
We're going to see Trish. We're going to see Lita. We're going to see who.
It's not even the situation. It's just who they have on the roster. The main roster has 15 to 16 women on it in general.
Yeah.
You're going to have to fill with NXT and, legends.
I mean, last year they didn't have too many, quote, legends last year.
They had a couple, but not like they've done in previous.
They filled them
like
more
the,
with
like
NXT.
The first one got filled with legends because, A, yeah, the roster was thin. They needed it. But also because you had so many past women who wanted to be in a Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm. And it was also the first one.
Yep.
So, yeah. What was Trish was in it last year, right?
Yep.
What about Lita?
I don't recall.
I can't remember if she was in last year or not.
I don't think Lita was last year. I don't think Trish was either.
I don't think Trish was.
Trish and Lita
Trish had her extra retirement match against Charlotte.
Oh, yeah. No, it was the year before that.
Last year was built around Beth Phoenix and a lot of the NXT girls and Santina.
We had the return of Santina.
Yeah, last year a lot of it was NXT.
Which will probably be
not,
the case.
I would not be. Yeah. Like between all three women's rosters, they've got enough for 30.
Yeah, but the SmackDown Raw, not so much. So, Tim, who you think is going to win?
Oh, geez. That's a really tough one. It really is. What I would like to see happen is Rhea Ripley announce that she's going to be entered. She is going to announce it, I'm sure of it, and wind up winning. I would love for Rhea Ripley to win the Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
I have a nagging suspicion Charlotte Flair is going to be the last woman in the ring.
So back to back.
Yeah.
All right. Casey, thoughts?
I was kind of thinking the same thing with Charlotte Flair winning, because it's like one of the few things left that they have to give her for an accolade. The first back-to-back Royal Rumble winner.
Mm-hmm.
And just by looking at the list of people who are declared, obviously not factoring in NXT, of that list, she seems the most likely for them to pick. Would it be nice for someone like Rhea Ripley to win? Absolutely. I just don't think they're going to do it this year. So, yeah, I'm going to pick Charlotte.
Okay. What are your thoughts?
I'm so hesitant to pick Charlotte because, back-to-back, she's the women's tag champion right now, and they don't seem to have anyone lined up who could take it off of her and Asuka. I don't think it's that cut and dry. I feel like whoever wins it is definitely not announced yet. I almost feel like this is the point where I'm like looking at the clock and going, has Becky had enough recovery time?
No.
It's just something I'm thinking about. I would have said Alexa, considering how strongly they're using her, except now they're already using her for Asuka Botter.
There's a title match tomorrow.
That's what I was about to say. Like, they've already wasted that title match, so it's not going to be that. God, there aren't really any strong contenders. Like, Rhea Ripley, I would love to see win, but they have not been pushing her as strongly as they used to. Bailey's fallen down the card a little bit. She's feuding with Bianca, which is great, but she's not in the title hunt anymore.
So Charlotte then?
Yeah, because it's the safe bet, isn't it?
Why be
Cesaro? Doesn't it really feel like you just bossed yourself right into a corner with that pick?
All right, so there you go for that. Now let's talk about the men's Royal Rumble. Omega, what are your thoughts?
Let's see, more open as usual than the women's. not a shock. Solid names so far. We got usuals like The Miz. Jey Uso is in there, but is actually credible on his own this year. Randy Orton's been super hot last year, so that's a possibility. I keep thinking back to like I'm looking at how many are announced so far. Otis is announced. Poor Otis. The one I know they keep wanting to pull the trigger on is Daniel Bryan. They want that feud with him and Roman Reigns. In my head, like, that's where I'm going, is a credible, really popular star, super popular babyface that could actually contrast Roman really well. And it's Daniel Bryan. So Roman's already putting on the best work in character and in ring than he has in years. And Daniel Bryan's the kind of opponent who can pull a WrestleMania match out of anybody. So I'm absolutely hoping that it is Bryan who wins.
All right, Casey, thoughts?
I agree with Omega on Daniel Bryan just being the most likely. The only I'm apprehensive about choosing him only because, like, he's talking about how he's never won the Royal Rumble, and like he's pushing the Royal Rumble so very hard that I feel like they're making him do that just so he can get eliminated.
Make it too obvious.
Well, just yeah, because WWE tends to do that on a very, very regular basis, where they almost try and, like, they'll put a guy up on a pedestal and be like, oh yeah, get behind him, this is it, and then all of a sudden be like, just kidding, rug out from under your feet.
Lucy with a football.
Yeah. But I mean, like, Randy Orton is doing good work, but I mean, I think he's gonna get screwed over by the Fiend in some way during the match, and anybody else who's kind of in there isn't really positioned in a way to go after a championship, regardless of it being Raw or SmackDown, besides Daniel Bryan, as far as what's been on TV and everything lately. So unless someone comes back from injury that we don't expect, Daniel Bryan seems like the most likely, so I'll pick Daniel Bryan too.
All right, Tim?
Well, ideally it would be Daniel Bryan. We, you know, this is proof. We all want to see it. I think the majority of the fans want to see Daniel Bryan win this thing. If I hadn't set up the scenario that I had with Drew and Goldberg, Daniel Bryan would be my pick. But I kind of screwed myself up and put myself in the corner. And just because of the scenario that I'm booking, Drew announces, after he loses, he announces his entry to the Royal Rumble and wins back to back.
I mean, you could also have Drew earn I guess you could have it either way, having Drew or Daniel Bryan earn a championship match at Elimination Chamber, because they always do that after whoever announces which title they're going after.
Mm-hmm. So, all right, that's all that's been announced for the Rumble. Woo! Next Sunday, live on the WWE Network. Now, before we go tonight, we have the Royal Rumble entry contest. We ask everyone to hit us up, say the one in, and we're going to give them a random number for both Royal Rumbles.
I can't wait to have a crap number.
All right. Starting at number one is at @love69247. They got number one. Ash.
Isn't he the second last one to join in today?
Mm-hmm. Ash got number two. Tim, you have number three.
Oh, shit.
Alex Cage is number four. Amy has
never had a decent number.
Amy has number five. Leonard Kent, number six. Ace at number seven. Lindsay at number eight. Wit at number nine. Vincent Melendez at number 10. Sins at 11. Iggy Fan 12 at 12. Omega at 13.
Rustin, there we go.
Rustin Nick, 14. Timothy B at 15. Casey at 16. Subway at 17. Orange Blazer at 18. Jenna at 19. Matt. Then Adam W. Lone Jobber. Chris Pierce. Rob Park. Me. Kel Peterson. Blaine. Quinn. Sheila. And Brent had number 30.
Oh, good Lord.
So there you go. We'll have the full thing posted on Twitter and on Facebook for everyone to get their numbers. So there you go. Let's pick them.
It was just that simple.
Just that simple. And we're done, Tim.
That is the entire thing?
Yeah.
37 minutes worth of airtime tonight just because it's Royal Rumble next week. That's why. But there's a whole week of stuff happening between now and the pay-per-view, the live stream, the whatever you want to call it nowadays. Starting with tomorrow night, the Raw show, WWE Raw. Right afterwards, it is the Raw Post Show.
The Raw Post Show will be live 11 p.m. Eastern.
Thursday night, 10 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Mountain. It's another edition of the multi-time, multi-award-winning The Rock Radio Show with the multi-time award-winning hostess, Lindsay Ward.
We'll be previewing the Royal Rumble and more this Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern on The Rock. You can go back to listen to last week's episode where we did the Ramblin' Awards.
Ramble, ramble.
You know, for Ramblin' Rabbit, we did the Ramblin' Awards.
The Ramblin' Rabbit, Rabbit. Yeah,
it was sure. It was our best of 2020 awards with stupid names. So there you go.
Why don't you just play Fortnite with friends?
We do Thursdays and Saturdays.
Oh, okay. You got to find a new game.
No.
No? Did you monetize it?
We tried that once.
Does Twitch monetize shit?
Hey, if you have Amazon Prime, you can go to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. You can subscribe for free by hitting that purple rectangle button below the screen.
That kind of sort of answered the question and also set you up for that plug. Saturday nights, midnight-ish, or as close as it gets to another edition of The Wild, The Wacky, The Unusual. They'd all fit in Jaws' mouth. CB Radio.
To explain last night's show would be it was weird. We learned a lot about people. We the Greater and the Great Debate was fetishes. You learned a lot about certain people on this show. Check it out, cbralive.com, greaterthangreatdebate.com every Saturday night.
Absolutely. Well, of course, next Sunday night, another edition of Wrestle Talk Radio WTR Sunday night. Immediately following my favorite pay-per-view of the year, known as the Royal Rumble. And so you watch the pay-per-view, you come on over, you check out the live chat room with the stream at twitch.tv/WTRLive. And we will review it for you. We'll let you know who won the Royal Rumble contest. How's that sound? That sounds like fun. Don't forget, everybody, follow Wild Talk Radio Network on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio. You can follow Wrestle Talk Radio at WTR Sunday Night. Also on Twitter, don't forget our Facebook pages, Rock.
Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network, Facebook.com/Groups/Wild Talk Radio Network, and Facebook.com/WTR Sunday Night.
And don't forget that the Royal Rumble contestants and numbers will also be posted on Facebook, not just Twitter.
I did say that.
I'm just saying it clearly because you speak like you live in the East really fast. Some people don't listen that quick. Anyway, follow me at Flings Forums. You get wrestling, football, hockey, some really bad dad jokes, stuff like that. You like food? Follow me at Man Kitchen TV. Just set up the YouTube channel. Got videos, food videos heading your way imminently. Just trying to decide on what the debut video is going to wind up being. But you can follow at Man Kitchen TV. Now, if you want to get uncensored, politically incorrect, my thoughts on the stupidity that is, pretty much mainly politics, follow me at Voicing Sanity. I'm working on the footprint, Omega, but you still got me beat.
Yeah, that's kind of what I do. So if you want to follow what I am up to online, you can find me a whole bunch of places. If you want to follow me over on Facebook or on Instagram, you can find me at The Plastic Addict. Everywhere else, find me under the name TJ Omega. That is the Twitch handle. That is the YouTube channel. That is the website, tjomega.net. That is the Twitch account, twitch.tv/TJOmega, where I stream every chance I get. I'm all over the place.
Yeah, but the one guy that has you and me both beat is Keishi, because all of his eggs are in one basket.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at Kyle Driver. I'll regale you with very little pictures of me shoveling snow and shoveling snow. There you have it.
Sounds like a lot of fun. That being said, we're done for the night, guys. I hope you have yourselves a great week. Stay warm for those of you in the colder climes with the Arctic fronts moving in. Those of you in the earthquake zones, wear your seatbelts just in case. I don't know. We'll catch you immediately following the Royal Rumble right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network for the review show, WTR Sunday night. Have a great week, everybody.
WildTalkRadio.com.